Thanks for listening to the Voice Ministries podcast. To get more information about Voice, or if you were blessed by this message and want to sow into our ministry, go to our website at voiceministries.com.
I'm just going to call you all my friends. I've been sharing this a little with different people, and it's one thing just sitting down and talking to people and it just bubbling out, and another I see to stand before you all. But hopefully you don't mind my walking around. One of the things that, obviously tonight's our prophetic night, and one of the things that God has been impressing on me to know in my heart, because it's been hard. Sometimes prophetic words have been hard for me to hear, thinking I'm less than, that can never be me, that I will never measure up to that, to a place now that I'm gaining ground and I'm going to keep pressing on. And that is in how you are known from heaven. That is what your prophetic word's all about. When God is speaking to you, he's speaking to your heart, he's speaking to your character, he's speaking to your nature. Some things about you may be true, like I have a temper. That may be true, but the truth is, I'm a new creation in Christ. So you grab hold of the word. You grab hold of that word. That is the truth. We have a choice whether we believe it or not. And I've had trouble believing, you know, things from my past, and people not being who, you know, saying they one thing, saying I love you growing up and not demonstrating it, not walking it out. But God is faithful. So I just want to let you know that sometimes we receive a word. I could say in the beginning, a lot of my words were God loves you. God loves you, God loves you, he really loves you, and I'm going, God, but you're giving them a word about their destiny, and I want to know my destiny, I want to know where I'm going, and he'd say, I love you, and God wants you to know I love you, and I really love you, and then I heard some messages over the last few years, and in that message was the reality, when God is speaking that, some simple word, you go, I want more. That's not what I came here for. I came here to know what you want me to do in the future, not I love you. But God says, you're not getting it. You're not getting it. I'm going to keep saying it to you until you get it, that I love you, because I have a destiny for you, but you have to know the reality of I love you. So that's a simple word. You know, I call that a simple word, but yet it's a complex word, and it's important that we have that foundation. If we don't know that God loves us, it's hard for us to move out on other areas, move out in another word. So I'm finding that I have a choice again. In Isaiah 53, it says, whose report will you believe? Whose report will you believe? Are you going to believe the word of man? Or like Brad was talking about, you know, or somebody this evening, about kind of like the media and such. Shut those things out in the sense of being before the Lord, and he will direct your paths. Like today, I was taking my dog for a walk, and as I was coming back toward home, I heard a portion of scripture, and I go, do I know that for sure? You know, so I went home. He knows that I'll go and look it up. He'll give me a word, and I'll look it up until I find it. So just the word that God gave me today, commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established. Another translation will say your plans will be established. And that's Proverbs 16:3. And Psalm 37:5 says, commit your ways unto the Lord. Trust in him and he will bring it to pass. Yes. And so it's like, so those are new for me to grab a hold of. And thank you, Russ. I also want to say that sometimes we get a word and it doesn't bear witness with us, and we say, well, that's really not me. It's really not, you know, like if I get words about being bold or you're a lioness or whatever, it's like, no. But I am, and now learning that is a word, if that's how God sees me, I have a choice. Am I going to press into that? God's coming toward us. You've got to see that he is present, future. He sees who you are, and he's calling you to that place. Are you willing to walk toward that place? I am now saying and declaring before you people, as I've shared with my husband and some others, I am walking toward that place. I'm going to run toward my destiny. I'm going to start embracing words that it seems like, no, that can't be me. I can never do that. I can never attain that. I'm too fearful or whatever. God says, whatever. He has a sense of humor. Whatever. I'm going to take you there if you're willing. And so I'm going, yes, Lord. Okay, I'm pressing into that now. I'm going to accept that rather than reject it or push it away. Because sometimes we want to push something away. We don't feel comfortable with it. It's not comfortable because it's something that we can't attain in our own flesh. Well, guess what? God doesn't want us to attain it in our own flesh. He doesn't want, because we will fall apart. We will be destroyed. We'll destroy ourselves and separate ourselves from God. God has to be in the midst of it, or we can't do what he's called us to do. And so I want to just share some things with you. Sometimes we have, I'm learning from, many of you may know or not know, but Graham Cook. I love to listen to his word. And one of the things that I'm learning is that, I don't know how many of you have had a scripture stand out to you, you know, in your early days, even now, a word that stands out and you keep going back to it and keep going back to it. He calls that an inheritance word. When God gives you a word, and you may have more than one. In fact, most people do have more than one. And I'm learning that, you know, I went way back to high school. I'm going, oh, you know, things that I didn't think about, those could be my inheritance words because I grabbed a hold of them, you know. I come from a broken home. One of the words when I was living in high school and a terrible situation was Psalm 27 became precious to me, and especially the verse that says, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. The Lord became my father when my parents weren't there and available through all the brokenness in their lives. So I just want to encourage you in that whatever that scripture is, whatever those scriptures are, to begin to meditate on those. God is speaking to you. And if in those scriptures or in a prophetic word that you all have received, whether by a friend or from the stage ministry, any of or, you know, on our Tuesday nights or somewhere else, if there is a person's name in that scripture and God wants you to know that that is for you, he wants you to study that word, that character, that nature. He has plans for you, things like that person in the scriptures, things that will come to pass in your life if you press in toward that word. If you press in, if we don't ever open the Bible, are we ever going to know it? Are we ever going to know the scriptures or become familiar with it enough that God can speak to us from it? No, it doesn't work that way. And so with your prophetic words and your inheritance words, when God gives you something or a friend has spoken some encouraging word to you, lay hold of that. Write it down. I'm learning. My husband and I just prior to and including Memorial Day, we spent 10 days. And I have felt impressed for a long time to get my prophetic words written out. And so that we have them. Those prophetic words that you've gotten, some of you may have gotten some 5 years ago, maybe just last year or 3 months ago, and some of you may not have yet received a prophetic word, but that doesn't mean that God isn't working you still have the word and allow him. In fact, I'll do something that Graham has spoken as an inheritance word. If you don't feel like you have one, I want you to think of a number between 1 and 150. Take that number and go to the psalm, and that will be your inheritance word. That will be your personal inheritance word at this time. Begin to study that out. Begin to lay hold of it. I am so passionate about getting my word and beginning to embrace who I didn't think I was and lay hold of it and press into it. Because in that place of pressing, in that place of pressing before the Lord, is he's coming to meet you, you're coming to meet him, and it can come to pass much quicker than it would if you just left it lay on a shelf. I'll think about it, because it's not for now. It may not be for now, but if you begin to familiarize yourself with it, read it over, you know, whether it's daily, until it becomes ingrained and allow God to speak to you through it, it is as effective in 10 years, 5 years. There are things from that God will continue to pull from those words, that scripture that he spoke to you, and build his nature and his character in you and me and change our lives. In that word, you are given authority. If God's given it to you, he's given you an authority and permission, and you will find resources in that place. I am just pressing in. I do feel like some things are coming, but I don't have them in the natural yet. Another thing I wanted to share is some of you have been in prophetic rooms, and some of you have invited your friends in because either there's sometimes a little, some people are a little fearful, you know, never had done it before, or they wanted their friend to hear. Okay, now you can take those words and share, you know, if you have friends that you can share your word with and they can share their word with you, a job to do is to build one another up. When somebody's having a down day, and you have that word, you have that knowledge of that word that God spoke over them, they go, you can go, this is not who you are, this is who you are, and help bring to their remembrance. And in doing that, we're building each other up in the body of Christ. We're not grabbing hold of the negative. We're pressing into who God says we are, and that will build the church up into a place, and this place will be on fire. I mean...
Take that. Awesome. Thank you, honey. Okay, I just want to share a couple things real quick here. I felt like that there's some things in your life that only come, or God wants to give you, simply through study. Now, I'm not a studier by nature, but he just began to impress it on me, and has pressed on me, like, this is for you tonight, but it's also for some guys out here. So, just ask yourself, you know, some of the things, some of the obstacles that you're facing, some of the questions that you have. God, why aren't you telling me? Why aren't you this, that? Some things, not all things, but some things, you just got to study. You just got to go for it. You got to get understanding. You got to grow in knowledge, and it takes time, and it takes work, and it takes effort. So there are some things, it's just as spiritual as this rhema from heaven. In fact, it may stay with you a lot longer if you have to study to get it. So don't forget, let's just say, stick that in your bag of options. Study. And I think the Lord will touch your heart. He'll move you. The Holy Spirit is wonderful about prompting you, about guiding you. Okay, I'm going to just share a testimony real quick. Like my wife said, we took 10 days and we got away. And what we were doing was we were strategizing. We wanted to come up with some strategy for the next 35 years. We've been married almost 35 years. So now I just felt impressed, plan for the next 35 years. Why are you laughing? Come on. It's not the natural way to think, but it's the Lord's way of thinking. Okay, so anyway, so we were away, and during the course of this time, part of what we did was we were reading, going over our prophetic words from the past. And so in this situation, on this particular day, we'd went to breakfast that morning, and at breakfast time, when I was paying for our breakfast, I don't normally do this, but there was a, it was a counter, a glass counter, and I could see through there, and they had drink, they were offering drinks for sale, and there was this bottle of soda sitting there, it was black cherry, and I thought, I'm just going to get that bottle of soda, take it home, put it in the fridge for later. And I don't do that, that was just completely out of the norm, but I did it, just out of the spur of the moment, stuck it in the fridge, and then that afternoon, Teresa was reading over our prophetic words, and I got a drink. So while she's great at reading out loud, so she was reading out loud, and I was listening, so I jumped up, went to the refrigerator, pulls out my bottle of pop. I looked at it, and it's like, oh, shoot, this is the old-time cap. You know, bottle openers are not hanging on every counter, every corner of the counter nowadays. So I start opening drawers. Honey, where's the bottle opener at? We were not at our house. We were at my daughter's house in St. Joe, Michigan. So it was foreign, so I was digging around looking for this, trying to figure out how I was going to get this bottle open. Teresa's reading, and she says, the guy that's prophesying said, John, I see you, and you have this bottle in your hand, and you're trying to figure out how to get this thing open. And that was given in 2007, so it was 10 years old. So the reason I'm sharing that with you is because that's a lot. That was just a real witness. And so here's what happened. Okay, a couple other details about it. So he said, and he said this on the thing, he said, and on the bottle it says strategies. Remember, we went there to get God's strategies. That was the whole purpose for us being in that place. And then he said, I see written all over the bottle, timing. And it was just like, so, if you can just imagine what that did for us as far as just sensing the Lord, I approve of what you're doing, you know, put the stamp of approval right there, just his presence, just a boost of, I'm with you. And so, that's why we encourage people, write your prophetic word out, or at least review it from time to time. One of the things that I was aware of when I was there and looking over my words was like, you know what? If I would have been thinking about that 2 years ago, I probably wouldn't have made that decision. Or, you know what I'm saying? There was just, so it's really a good idea. It's a wise way of walking. Paul told Timothy, wage warfare by your prophecy that's been prophesied over you. So it's a great way to stay on track, is to review the things the Lord's spoken over you, because it could be for 10 years down the road. And I mean, it hit us like, it was life-changing. So I just wanted to share that with you to encourage you to really understand the nature of when someone prophesies over you, they may not be talking about right now. Don't throw it away. Okay, so I think we're ready for some stage ministry. All right, so team, you guys can come on up.
I just want to encourage you, we're going to have our offering box in the back. And if you want to sow into the ministry, you can just, on your way out tonight, you can do that. And I just want to encourage you, man, I'm so encouraged by what you guys shared. we prophesy in part and we know in part. And, you know, most of you have leadership over your life, or you have someone that's close to you. And so a lot of times we get prophetic words. We just want to encourage you to pray into it. Just really pray into it. And just to be able to know what it is that the Lord is saying and speaking to you in this hour. You know, sometimes we prophesy in part and know in part. And so it's meant for your encouragement and your strengthening. So just be able to just really pray into it. You know, so as we prophesy tonight, just want to encourage you to pray into that. Does anybody got
any? Okay, one real quick thing to build on top of what you guys said. I got a word in like 1996 or 97, and at the time, I think I was working in a warehouse loading and unloading trucks, and, you know, that was my job at the time, and been doing it for a while, and some lady prophesied to me that when God calls you a carpenter and your name's going to go on the sign and it's going to go up on the wall and, you know, you can do all this carpentry and work with wood. And I was like, yeah, okay, whatever. It sounds cool, you know. We'll see what happens. So guess what I do today? I'm in the furniture business and I have a wood shop that we build wooden furniture. And before we ever did that, I went over that prophetic word and I was at an RV show and I went and there was a guy that makes signs and engraves signs out of wood. She said that your name will go on the sign in wood and it'll go up on the wall. So I went and I made that sign, had that sign made, and I put it on the wall in my office. And this is before I ever started building wood furniture. But here I am today and I'm building wood furniture. And that was from 20 years ago. So. Yeah. Well, my first name's Brad, and the name of the company is called Brad and Hall, and it was already called that before I got the company. So, I mean, well, what do you, you know, God just loves messing with your head like that, doesn't he? So, I do. Anyway, the lady in the green right here, what's your name, ma'am? Dee Dee? Okay, Dee Dee, I just heard Lord saying that it ain't over until it's over. And it ain't over yet, okay? And I just really sense that you've been believing for something, standing on something. It's like the whirlwinds have come and tried to knock you out of place. It's like the storms have come and tried to knock you out of place. I see so many things have come and tried to discourage you, but you've stood your ground, okay? And you say, I'm not quitting and I'm not giving up. And I just hear the Lord saying, daughter, know this, know that I see what has happened. Okay, I see what is going on behind closed doors. And I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Okay, to give you a future, to give you a hope. And I just really see God getting in the midst of things. I hear God saying, it ain't over. Just keep hanging on, keep believing, keep trusting. And know that things are not going to turn out the way that you thought they would. But they're going to turn out so much better and so much different. I hear the Lord saying that it's like the scripture, ear has not, or eye has not seen, ear has not heard, okay, or has entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for him. And I just believe that God has something prepared for that is just going to, it's going to be like a blind shot, and it's going to hit you, and it's going to just, once you see it, then you're going to be like, oh, I get it. So I just hear God saying, to be expecting. This is the time to be expecting. Expect great things to happen. Expect the Lord to move on your behalf. Amen.
Yeah, I've got one here. I know you're Brad's daughter. You got a band on your head. What's your name? Jano? Jana. Okay. The Holy Spirit just kind of boom when you walked in the door and I saw you. Of course, you were small the last time I saw you, but... I was like, what am I seeing? And so I just feel like that you've got a real inner strength inside you. And the Lord is raising you up to be a leader. And I just see you with the ability to go forth, to plan strategically, to lead wisely, to walk in great strength. I just see you being peaceful in the midst of storms. The ability to bring calm around you, the ability to teach, lead. God just giving you a lot of capacity. And just, I think the thing, just the, especially the going forth part. So continue to give your mind to the Lord. And he's really doing an awesome work in your life. Thank him for who he's made you to be. Study your strengths, your giftings. Listen to your prophetic words. And God's going to really bless you. Okay.
Amen. Gal in the back with a striped shirt. That's you. You're the What's your name? What is it? Esther? Ooh. Esther, I heard the Lord say two words, sweet surrender. I feel like the Lord is calling you into a place of surrendering some things, but sometimes we think of surrendering like we have to wrestle with the Lord and really give that. We don't want to give it up. And I don't believe it's like that for you. I really feel like it is a place of sweet surrender. There's things that the Lord is calling you to give him, and you're willingly giving those up. But I feel like the Lord is saying, come up here, come up higher. I feel like he's calling you to a higher place in your gifting, a higher place in your calling. And he's saying, why don't you come up here, come up here. And that's a part of the sweet surrender. I feel like you're giving those things up to him, and he's calling you to a higher place. I just sense that there's a lot of gifts in you, and you're like, I don't know where to use them. I don't know how to use this. I just feel like the Lord is calling you to a higher place to show you where to use those, to giving you opportunity to use your gifts, your talents, and your abilities for him. And he's excited about you surrendering those things to him. I feel like the Lord has been waiting for you to say, Lord, I'm just going to give all this stuff to you, and then see where we go from there. Amen. Bless you in that. Bless you in your sweet surrender. Amen.
Brad, what's your oldest son's name? Jesse. Jesse, what I hear, what I saw first was, what I heard first was, you're big enough to walk in your father's shoes. And what I saw was, as a little boy, you admire your father's shoes, but they wouldn't fit, and you tried to walk in them, and you fell. And as you get older, you keep admiring your dad's shoes. But now you've reached a point where the Lord is saying, the shoes will fit. Not just your earthly father's shoes, but your heavenly father's. You're big enough to walk in my shoes. And then it also means walking in the steps that the Father has set before you.
Wow. Joey. As you heard that, the Lord wants you to know that your son will walk in your shoes in a good way. Tonight, as you was worshiping, I just seen you running around a track. And you're running from God. And you finally had enough and you stopped. And God was there at the finish line. And I know you're worried about Gage and being there for him, but as he was talking about the boy wearing his father's shoes, the Lord just impressed on my heart that the race that you're running now, your shoes will be worthy for your son to wear. And don't worry about him.
Well, as soon as I came in tonight, I kept hearing the name Tom. Is there a Tom here? Is any Toms at all? Or Thomas? Or a relative named Tom? Oh, okay. Well, actually, you were the one I was thinking of. Yeah. Okay. And what is your name? Steve. All right. Well, if you talk to Tom, tell him not to give up. That's what's really on my heart, is it's not in vain that God has a plan. He has a strategy. Do you know who Jerry Reeder is? Okay. He comes here. He's kind of a missionary guy. Used to come here. Now he's with his family. But he used to have a saying that there is a way out. God will help me, and I will find it. And Tom needs to know that, that there's a strategy for him. All right. And your name is Steve? And Steve, I see you as very faithful. I see the Lord smiling when he looks on you. I see that you too walk in the strategy of the Lord. That when a mountain comes up before you, you're faithful. And I want you to know that God's really pleased with that. That you are one of his chosen ones. We all are, but that's what I hear him saying to you. You are a chosen vessel of the Lord, and he wants you to walk in that and don't forget it. And I don't think that you do, and that everything that you put your hand to will prosper because you walk in the favor of the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Excuse me. Okay, the young lady all the way back in the back with the black shirt on. I'm pointing right at you. What's your name? Sonia. Okay, Sonia, this is what I heard. I heard the Lord saying that life is not a game of Russian roulette. Life is not a game of five-card draw. Life is not a game of chance. Life is a game of purpose. It's not even a game. Life is about purpose. And I just sense that you've been seeking God for greater clarity on your purpose and the next step and where should I go from here, Lord? And it's almost like it's real vague and it's real cloudy and it's just not real clear to you. And I just really sense that the Lord is saying, press into it. Just like before, it seems kind of the theme tonight is press into what God has for you, okay? And I even hear the Lord saying, daughter, I'm going to bring things to your remembrance in the next couple days, the next couple weeks, that you're going to go, oh, wow, I forgot about that, and oh, wow, I forgot about that, and oh, I forgot when that person spoke into my life. And I just see the dominoes, just the it's almost like the yellow brick road. I see it just kind of God laying it out right in front of you one piece at a time, and it's going to be something that when you're on it, you know it. And I just hear God saying to don't despair, don't think that life is just circumstance after circumstance after circumstance, because there's no such thing as circumstance. Everything was planned out from before the foundation of the earth. We have free will. You have a free choice. But I really feel God saying this is a time to step aside from the busyness and to really seek my face. And I just hear the Lord saying, daughter, I'm going to show you some things that you've never seen before. Amen.
The gal in the blue right behind Sonia, what's your name? Francis? Francis, I heard two words. I heard tapestry and quilt. And I see you making this quilt, and you have all these different sections, and you're making it. All of a sudden, you realize that it's all different parts of your life. And some of them are a little bit painful, and some of them are really just wonderful. And so you're putting it all together, and I just feel like the Lord speaks to you and said, you know, Francis, I've been in every one of these things. I've been there with you, even in the hard places, the wonderful places, the good times, the wonderful times. I've been there with you. And sometimes when the quilts are done, people hate to use them for blankets. They hate they're just beautiful works of art. And I see you working on this thing, and you take a step back from it. And even with the tough places and everything, you look back and you just think, this is a beautiful quilt. Because you could recognize the Lord in many parts of it. And there were times where you didn't see the Lord in some of it, but when you look back at it from a place of a quilt, you realize that he was there. That all of a sudden you're like, you know what? He was there. So I feel like the Lord is just really building this tapestry of your life. And even the tough places are beautiful to him because he's right there with you. Amen? Bless you in that.
Betsy, could you get your son? Is he available? Hey, Jonathan. Hey, Jonathan. Yeah. Hey, buddy. Do you know that Jesus is telling me something about you? He says that you really love people. And do you know what a shepherd is? A shepherd takes care of his sheep. And Jesus has told me that you are going to be a shepherd because you really love people. But he's also given you the heart of a soldier. Do you know what a soldier is? He's somebody that goes out and fights battles. So when you get older, the Lord is, you're going to grow up into a man of God who is a shepherd with the heart of a warrior.
Guy right here in the pink shirt. Yeah. What's your name?
Andre.
I just seen the word confused across your forehead. And I just heard the Lord say, be still and know that I'm God. Seek me and you will find me. My yoke is easy. Bless you with that.
Okay, the gentleman, you got a dark green shirt on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 rows back, second chair in. What's your name?
Dominic.
Dominic? Okay. I'll start with this. I felt like that word that I had about some people just need to study, or there are some areas in your life that you will conquer through study. And I felt like I kind of looked around the crowd, and I felt like it was for me, but for you too. There was a person there, and I thought, okay, Lord, is there somebody? And I kind of caught your attention. So I just feel like there's some things that you're going to overcome through study. No other way. It's not going to be, you know, chased out of your life like a demon, or it's going to be, you're going to overcome through study, through just giving yourself. And also, I just feel like God's calling you to lead. I feel like you've got a great capacity in your mind. And so I just feel like it's going to be a lot of God speaking to your inner man. He's going to open up and show you a lot of things. So the time that you spend with Jesus is really going to become precious. It's like, just as I'm speaking, okay, I didn't know what I was going to say to you, but God's given me stuff, okay? And it's like, I just see that you're going to come to a place not too long where it's like, the most precious time of my life is my quiet time, because that's where I get understanding. That's where I get wisdom, because I hear the Lord talking to me. So just snuggle up to him as best you know how. Take time. Try to, just like I said, as far as like studying is a choice. Quiet time is a choice. So anyone can make a choice. In fact, we are all agents of choice. And so I just see you choosing to get away or to make time, to forge time in your life, to really grow your mind, your understanding of life in general. Study, okay? God's going to really bless you through that. Some people can receive by lots of ways, and I'm not very good at studying. But I just, like I said, I heard the Lord tell me, hey, there's some things you need to study. And I feel like also for you, it's more than even a little, but it's going to be a major part of your life. So I bless you.
The gal in a light green right over here. What's your name? Sherry. I heard the Lord say travel light, and I saw you trying to carry like 4 suitcases and a big old bag and all this other stuff, and it's impossible for you to move. And I feel like the Lord is giving you permission to give those to him. And he's handing you one like little overnight bag. And you're like, what am I going to possibly put in this? He says, everything that I'm calling you to carry, it'll fit in here. And you know those keys that they come with the suitcases that no one ever uses, right? You're handing the Lord a whole bunch of keys, just a ring of those keys to all the suitcases. And your identity is in a lot of the stuff that you carry. And the Lord is giving you permission tonight to give those things to him. He said, I'll carry those if you'll give them to me. He's giving you permission tonight to give those to him. And he's just asking you, will you trade all that stuff to travel light with just the one bag that he's carrying you? I just feel like this is your night. This is the time for you to just say, yes, Lord, I'll travel light from this point on. And just to give him that permission to be able to take that stuff from you that he's never called you to carry. He hasn't called you to carry. That's not part of your identity. That stuff that you're carrying is not part of who you are. Amen? So I just bless you in traveling light. Lord, I bless her, and as she gives that stuff to you, Lord, and that she can, all that you've called her to carry is in one bag, in Jesus' name. Amen?